And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm kind of giddy today because I'm going to talk to you about a subject that you need to embrace. So here come the words, and I need to make sure that you embrace what I'm trying to share with you today. The concept, the subject, the word is goal. You have to have goals. What do you think about goals? Do you think goals are important? Some of you are shouting yes. Some of you are shouting no. Those of you shouting no, why do you not think goals are important? You over there, you have been told that you're supposed to set lofty, unattainable goals so that you're always reaching for the prize. The concept there is that you reach for the stars, and as you make your way to the stars, you may not make it all the way to the stars, but you might make it to the moon and you land on the moon, right? I think that's kind of dumb, don't you? Now, I realize that there are entities out there where you can buy a star. You can put your name on a star, okay? And that's cute. That's really neat. That's something that you could do for somebody on a birthday to make them go, wow, that's pretty cool. Nobody's ever bought me a star before. But at the end of the day, buying a star is not going to make you real estate retired. Buying a star isn't the formula for setting goals. What I want you to understand is that goals are very, very important. You have to have a specific idea of what you're trying to achieve. You have to have clarity. You have to have focus. And goals provide that clarity on what you want to achieve in your real estate investment endeavors. They help you focus your efforts and resources towards specific objects. That prevents aimless actions that may lead to ineffective results. How's that for a definition of clarity and focus? Yeah, I want your goals to be laser sharp. I want your goals to be right in your face. I want your goals to be easily understandable, not only by you, but by your spouse. Yeah, I want your spouse to have buy-in on what you're doing. I don't want you being a rogue operator. I don't want you being an independent operator. I don't want you being, I can't even think of a third thing, but you know where I'm going with that, right? Okay, so what am I getting at? If you're setting your goals independent from your spouse's goals, then the two of you have different goal sets, and that's a problem. That is a problem. That is a problem that's going to create problems for you down the road. You and your spouse need to get together. You need to have a conversation. You need to have a discussion about real estate. You have to have a discussion about what type of real estate that you want to put in your portfolio. You have to have goals. You have to have objectives that help establish and meet those goals. So why is this so important? So that you know exactly what you're doing. Everything that I've been talking about in this first segment is all really designed to get you to start thinking about what it is you're trying to accomplish. So let's give you some ideas of what some goals could be. Lifestyles Unlimited has one goal that we set for every one of our members. Now, we do not require any of our members to establish this as one of their personal goals. We're not that kind of an organization. We only make the suggestion that you establish this as one of your goals. You want to know what it is? Retire in 5 years or less. Yeah, that is a measurable, obtainable goal. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about that because many of you have it in the back of your mind that if you're going to be participating in real estate, it's going to take some time to get this done. Many of you think that the real estate investing concepts that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited are designed to mirror what you're doing for a job. In other words, you should be on the slow road to retirement. You should be retiring yourselves in 30, 35, 40 years from the time that you started. I was in the same boat. I was in the same boat you're in right now. I absolutely believed that the secret to success in America in my youth was to work until the age of 67. Well, I remember when the retirement age was 65 years of age. Yeah, when I was younger, I remember that people were working towards a retirement age of 65. And then that retirement age migrated and it became 66 for a very short period of time. And then it migrated to the age of 67. The age of 67 is the age established for my year group, which is 1964. Yeah, did you know that the government establishes a retirement age based on the year you were born? Yeah. How much sense does that make? How much actual sense does that make? Well, they've got to have some process, right? So that's the process that they established. They said that if you were born in 1964, you have to work until the age of 67, and then you can retire. And in doing so, you could take Social Security benefits. Now, Social Security I could do the whole show on Social Security, but I don't want to. You could get Social Security as early as the age of 62, right? But we all know that if you take Social Security at the age of 62, you're agreeing to a diminished payment every month because you've not waited until your maximum retirement age, right? Yeah, so there's this whole calculus that goes on with regards to how long will I live? What's my break-even point? Should I take it at the age of 62? Should I take it at the age of 67? Here's the thing that a Lifestyles Unlimited member usually works out in their mind. We don't care. Yeah, we don't care. What am I getting at? We're supposed to be talking about goals, and I'm talking about Social Security, and I'm telling you that I don't really care about Social Security. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you get yourself to a place of retirement, you've achieved the goal of retiring in 5 years or less, you've retired yourself. Do you understand that? You have physically and financially retired yourself. You're not the age of 62. You're not the age of 67. You're some age that is much younger than those two measurements of age. And more importantly, you have built up enough passive income that passive income meets or exceeds your expenses of life. So let me ask you the question. Do you really need Social Security? And the short answer is not really. You don't really need Social Security. So what does this have to do with goals? Well, many of you have a goal right now to retire yourself at the age of 62 or the age of 65 or the age of 67 or the age of 70. And it's all based off of some calculation that you've made regarding when Social Security is going to pay you a certain amount of money and what that certain amount of money is based on the age that you start drawing the money, right? And guess what? That's part of your goals. That may not be a written goal. You may not have written that down. Retire at the age of 67, start drawing Social Security. You may not have written that down as a goal, but that is a goal that is embedded in your mind. That is a goal that has been embedded by our government. It's a goal that's been embedded by well-intentioned people. It's a goal that's been embedded by people that you trust. It's a goal that will devastate you. I think that goal is going to devastate you because I think the problem is you don't want to work until the age of 65. You don't want to work until the age of 70. You would, if I gave you your druthers right now, if I had the power, if I had the ability to tell you that you could go home from work today, and at the end of the day, you would have enough passive income coming into your household that you did not need to return to that job tomorrow, how many of you would be elated? How many of you would just, I mean, the fireworks would go off in your mind. Wouldn't that be a wonderful feeling? But that's not your reality. And part of the reason it's not your reality is because retiring in 5 years or less, it's not one of your goals. It is not a goal. You do not have that as a goal. I used to have that as a goal. When I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2017, and I sat down and I did my goal setting, I wrote down, retire in 5 years or less. The reason I know I wrote that down is because I'm looking at what I wrote back in 2017. Retire in 5 years or less. So why is that so important to have as a goal? Why is that so important to have as a milestone for your life? Because it is an obtainable goal. It is a measurable goal. It is a goal that you can accomplish in the time frame laid out. Guess what? I got it done. In 2019, I discovered that I had retired myself. Now, let's do the math. 2017 to 2019, how many years is that? It's about 2 years. It was a little over 2 years into my membership as a Lifestyles Unlimited member that I realized that I had enough passive income coming into my household that it exceeded my expenses of living, and I was real estate retired. Now, I was working for an entity at that time, and I wasn't super happy to work for that entity. So you know what I did? I left. I left working for that entity. Once I realized that I was real estate retired, that I had regained control over my life, I went into that job and I laid it out for him. I said, look, it's been nice. It's been fun, but I'm done. I'm done working here. And you know what their concern for me was? But Al, what about the pension you're working on here in this entity? What about that pension? And you know what? I didn't really care about that pension because I had retired myself. I had already given myself the best pension in the world. The best pension in the world is the one that you produce with passive income. We come back from the break. More on goal setting. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. You're on a roller coaster right now, and you don't have any idea how to get off. Yeah, you're on the roller coaster of the stock market. Can you retire yourself in the next 5 years based on what you're doing in the stock market? And many of you are like, well, wait a minute, dude, hold on, slow down. You know, I sat down with my financial planner and we've talked about all this. We have talked about what has happened in the stock market. We have talked about how we went through this period over the last couple of years where the stock market fell, but we were doing dollar cost averaging. And now that the stock market has come out of its woes. It's at all-time highs for the most part. We are living the life. We are living a great life. What does the stock market do? The stock market acts like a roller coaster. If you look at a stock chart, like I'm looking at a stock chart right now, it looks like a really fun roller coaster. Now, are there people that invest in the stock market who have the ability to get themselves retired in the next 5 years? And the answer is yes. There are those people that could get that done. They spend their entire time, their waking hours, focused on that market. They spend all of their time doing research on the companies that are a part of that market. When's the last time you researched one of those companies? Go on, I'm waiting for the answer. Well, Al, I got my prospectus. I mean, I got it in the mail, so I know I've got all the information about all the companies at my fingertips. Okay, fair enough. That's only good for the date that publication was made. Since the time that prospectus was published, the people that manage your mutual funds or your stock accounts or whatever you're invested in, they've already changed out companies. They have. They have sold companies. They have bought companies. And they have not updated the prospectus yet because by law, They don't have to. They don't have to. Now, they probably give you a website that you can go to, and you could probably track everything they're doing. I think they have a requirement to report all that information. So I think that's how they probably report all that information. But at the end of the day, are you in control of the investment? And the short answer is no. Now, I am not predicting that the stock market's going to implode. No, I am not making that prediction. I don't want that for you. I do not want that for you. Right now is really a good time for you to consider harvesting that money. I just scared the daylights out of you because I said you should harvest that money. And you're sitting there going, well, wait a minute, that's not the plan, man. The plan is to let it continue to grow. We have finally gotten through this period where it's finally starting to grow again. I want it to grow. But that's the problem. That's the problem. What happens in the future? There's a lot of things that could happen in the global economy that could affect whether or not the stock market continues to grow or it implodes. So what if it implodes? What do you do? Well, if you're like 30 years old and you're waiting until the age of 60 to retire, you've got about 30 years. You've got about 30 years. You can ride it out. But what if you're 60 years of age? What if you're thinking about retiring? What if you're looking at the stock market and you're just going, man, that bag of money's never looked so good. I could retire right now. I could retire on that bag of money. And then what happens when that market implodes and that bag of money diminishes and you're trying to live off a diminishing bag of money? And then you realize that your life calculations for your own personal life are wrong. Apparently, you're going to live longer than you thought you were. According to the Life Insurance and Market Research Association called LIMRA, 69% of Americans retire by the age of 66. So what does that mean? Let's do the math there. If 69% of Americans retire by the age of 66, then how many Americans are still working? 31%, right? Yeah, 100 minus 69 is 31%, right? Okay, it gets worse. Roughly 51% retire between the ages of 61 and 65. Now, some of you are thinking, well, what's bad about that? That sounds like people are retiring earlier than the age of 67. That sounds like that's a win for the American population. And I'm here to tell you, not really. Not really, because now check it out. 51% retire between the ages of 61 and 65. I'm not even 61 yet, and I am real estate retired. I have been real estate retired for the last 5 years. I real estate retired myself at the age of 55. I am not a part of that statistic, yet 51% retire between the ages of 61 and 65. That means 49% don't. Yeah, so if 49% are not retiring by the age of 61 to 65, and then 69% retire by the age of 66, meaning 31% don't. How about this stat? By the age of 75, 89% of Americans have left the labor force. Do you see the underlying problem there? 89% have left the labor force. That means at the age of 75, 11% of all Americans still alive are working, trading time for money. Yeah, even if they're getting Social Security, it's not enough to meet the requirements of the household. Not enough money. This goes back to the comments that I routinely make on this show, and I'm going to make it again right now. When I go to my grocery store, there are two types of people that bag my groceries. Two types of people. Young people and old people. Now, the young people, I know why the young people are there. They're trying to get started. They're trying to trade some time for money. They're trying to get some money to buy some stuff because they've never had money to buy stuff, right? We've all been young. We understand that. All right. Most of those people bagging my grocery, I would say, are under the age of 18. Okay, maybe under the age of 20. Let's be fair. The other population group bagging my groceries, much older than I am. Much older than I am. And, man, at the age of 75, only 89% of Americans have left the labor force. And here's the thing. It just says, have left the labor force. It doesn't say anything about their quality of life. What are those people doing for livelihood? Are they reliant on friends, family, charity, the government to help them get by? Is that the life you want to have? And I'm here to tell you, there are those of you within the sound of my voice that is going to be your outcome. There's no getting around it. That's going to be your outcome. And I'm sorry to point that out to you, but if nobody points that out to you, how do you know that that's a potential outcome, right? Well, that's a potential outcome. So how do you resolve it? How do you start doing things in a different way? Well, the first thing you do is you educate yourself in a different retirement modality than what you're currently investing in. And I'm going to use that term investing loosely because I don't really think you're investing. I think you're saving. I think you're on a long-term plan to shove money to a financial planner, and then that financial planner uses that money to buy companies, and then that whole financial plan that you're on is subject to the roller coaster of the stock market. And it may or may not benefit you when it's time for you to retire. The stock market is doing real well right now for everybody that's invested in the stock market. There's no getting around that. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But I have $0 invested in the stock market because I don't like that roller coaster. I don't like waking up one day and finding out that my 401k has turned into a 201k. Now, I've never had a 401k, but I think you get my point. At the end of the day, you have to be invested in an asset class that is poised to return dollars to you that you can use to live off of. How many dollars of yours in that mutual fund? How many dollars of yours in that stock account come into your household every day? How many? For the majority of you listening to me, it's $0. Now, I know there are some of you out there that have figured out the stock market. I get that. I totally get that. But you're in the minority. And keep in mind, the majority of the people listening to my voice right now, they're trading time for money. They're working really hard. They are working very hard and dedicated to a job. And I understand that because I've been there. I've done that. I've walked a mile in their shoes. I get that. That's what they're doing for their financial freedom. That's what they're doing based off of what people in their lives, people that they trust, have told them to do. They're going to work. They're earning money. They're using that money to pay for their expenses of life. They're taking some of that money and they're shoving it into a savings account called a 401k or an IRA or a 429 plan or whatever all those things are called. And what they're waiting for is a day way in the future that hopefully everything, all the stars align, and you're able to take your money out and never run out of money. But if you're working with a bag of money, you're always at risk of having that bag of money run out because that bag of money doesn't necessarily replenish itself. But with real estate, think about it. With real estate, when done correctly, real estate will pay you an income every month or every quarter, depending on how you set up the investment. What do you do with monthly or quarterly income? You live off of it. That's what you do. And when you don't have enough of that monthly or quarterly income to live off of, you keep reinvesting it back into different assets that will continue to pay you more cash flow. If it takes $10,000, I'm just going to use a real big number and I'm going to throw it out there. Let's say it takes $10,000 a month for you to retire yourself. You need $10,000 a month to live off of. And you can buy single family assets that pay you $400 a month. How many assets would you need in order to retire yourself? The short answer is 25. You could retire yourself with 25 houses. Now, some of you are thinking, man, that's 25 houses. That's a lot. That's a bridge too far. But here's the other thing. You don't really need $10,000. You only need a percentage of that money because a good portion of that money is going to things like taxes. So what do you really need? Well, maybe that number that you really need is closer to $7,000, because once you take all the taxes out of the equation because of what real estate does for you with the tax advantages of having real estate, if you needed $7,000 per month and you were buying houses that paid you $400 a month in passive income, how many houses would you need? Now you only need 18 houses. Yeah, the goal is even more obtainable, right? So how do you get to 18 houses? Well, the first thing you do is you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You have to understand what I understand when it comes to investing. You don't understand how to change the cycle of what you've been investing with until you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you give us the opportunity to share with you information that nobody else will share with you. We will share with you information that will change the trajectory of your life. We will share with you information that will allow you to establish goals. And again, I think the most important goal for you to have in your life is to establish a goal to retire yourself in 5 years or less. You should make that a goal, regardless of what you're investing in right now. Make that a goal. And then once you make that a goal, you're going to have to put together some objectives in order to help you obtain that goal. And one of the objectives that will help you obtain that goal is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's as simple as that. And I will tell you, we've got a screaming special going on right now that would save you about 60% over the normal cost of membership. And all you have to do is text radio to 88007. That's text radio to 88007. You can join Lifestyles Unlimited as a member for only $297. It's a great price point. So text radio to 88007 and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.